Hi, I'm Chris, and welcome to Odyssey. Well, not the town, actually. To be specific, this is my kitchen here. See, I have a little problem with the faucet, so I called a plumber. How you doing under there, Stan?
Just finishing up. Let's see. I guess this goes here, and that goes there. Yeah. Well, that should do it.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, I really appreciate you hiring me. A lot of people don't think I'm a very good plumber, you know.
Well, I think everybody deserves a chance. Okay, shall we try it?
Yeah. Let me just turn the handle here and...
That's it?
Yeah, I must have hooked up something wrong. Sorry, Chris. I guess those other folks are right about me, huh?
Oh, nonsense. Everybody fails now and then. But, you know, there's a positive side to failure, too, Stan.
There is?
Oh, sure. And that's what we're going to find out on today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Oh.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay, I think I got it. Go ahead and try it now.
Hooray! Water at last!
Ah.
See, you're not a bad plumber, Stan.
Yeah, well, I did make a few mistakes.
Yeah, but it takes a lot more than making mistakes to make someone a failure.
It does.
Oh, sure. And not only that, but some people who start off looking like failures end up as anything but.
Huh.
Like I heard about this one guy who failed at a lot of things. He dropped out of school because he hated to study.
Well, I know how he feels.
He tried being a soldier, but he couldn't get his men to march right. Hmm. Then he went into business and did just about as well there as he did at being a soldier.
Boy, this guy sounds like a real loser.
Oh, if you think that's bad, get this. After all that happened, he decided to go into politics.
You're kidding me.
No, and he lost one election after another. He did win one important vote, but only because the other side was in worse shape than he was.
Oh, this guy must have had rocks in his head.
It sure seems that way. But even with all of his failures, this guy did end up doing something worthwhile with his life. In fact, he became very famous.
Really? Well, who was he?
His name is... Oh, my goodness. No, we forgot to turn the water off.
Oh, Stan, yeah.
The sink is overflowing.
Yeah. I'll turn it off.
Can't
turn it off. The handle's stuck.
The water's getting deeper. I'll tell you more about that guy later on. Meanwhile, we're going to see what witness friends are up to and find out that failure isn't all bad when our adventure in Odyssey continues right after this... Damn, my
pop. Like other sports, baseball creates heroes. Nobody looks as good as the guy who hits a grand slam home run. But for every hero, there's a Holcomb. Davey Holcomb, to be exact. Davey's developed a kind of reputation for messing things up. A reputation he'd do almost anything to change. But it doesn't look like that's gonna happen today.
Strike two! Come on, Davey! Keep your eye on it! Watch his windup! You can do it!
Coach, he hasn't had a hit yet. How come you keep on letting him bat? He's gonna make us lose.
We're not gonna lose. It's top of the ninth and we're 3 runs ahead. Davey just needs some confidence, that's all.
He needs some batting lessons.
Give him a chance. Why, once he knows we're behind him, he'll get out there and...
Strike 3! You're out!
Oh, good, Davey. You're gonna learn how to play baseball someday?
Ralph.
Sorry, Coach.
Don't worry about it, son. We still got a solid lead.
Yeah, but the bases were loaded. I told you shouldn't let me hit.
Now, I don't want to hear any more talk like that. Get your glove and get out to right field. We just gotta make sure they don't get any more hits. Now, all we need is 3 little outs. Then we're off for a victory party at Wits End. Okay, Coyotes, let's howl!
Batter up!
Just three outs. That's all we need. Come on now. You can hold them. We're two runs ahead. No problem. We're one run ahead. No problem. You can hold them.